good morning. Hello. I know it may not be morning when you're listening to this. Good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night. So I don't know if you could hear the lyrics to this song. I'm going to pause it because it's pretty rockin'. It's a song by Langhorne Slim and the Law, and it's called The Way We Move. And the very first thing he says is, here we are standing in the middle of some... Oh, shoot, what is it? Here we are standing in the middle of a shooting star? Or here we are standing in the middle of shooting stars. Something to that effect, which I just love. And the song is The Way We Move. And... Anyone who's my friend has already heard this song and heard me talking about this song because I can't seem to stop talking about it. And so when I turned on, when I came into my studio to talk to you, I knew I wanted to share this song with you because I've been sharing it with everyone I know. And let me play just a tiny bit more. Okay, there we are standing in the shooting star. Anyway, I love what he just said there, which was, all my friends have crooked tails, which I don't know. So the song, the reason that I'm playing this for you is, first of all, because I love the energy of it. And it may not be, like, this song may not be your thing. I totally get that, right? We all have very different musical tastes, and it's always kind of risky playing music because it might turn you off or put you in a whole different place than it does me. However, bear with me, because what happened when I started playing the song is I looked at the title, which is The Way We Move. And immediately I thought of when I was in Colorado a few weeks ago, there was a conversation with a small group of people. Someone asked, you know, sort of a classic question of, you know, what makes a good poem? And really, you could fill in what makes a good poem with what makes a good anything. And my initial response that I didn't even think about that just came flying out of my mouth was, it's good if it moves you. And I don't even know where that came from. I don't know if I've ever thought that thought or it just came rushing through me from life. But when I saw the title of this song, The Way We Move, that's what I thought about. And, you know, here I am now in the middle of this conversation with you that I feel is hugely, hugely important to everything that we're always talking about, right? To how we live our lives and how we live our lives with the O-U-R part in big capital neon letters. Not from a place of ego, not from like me, me, me. I don't mean that. What I mean is that spirit that is inside of each of us uniquely, right? So when I said, this may not be your song, I totally get that, but there is a your song, right? There is, or maybe many of them. There is a, you know, a piece of clothing that you love. There's a person, or hopefully many people, that are your people. There are, you know, flowers that call to you and trees that, oh, you just, they're just like your trees. There's foods, right? There's, for each of us, there are things that move us. And I've been enchanted this week, really, with this idea of following what moves us. And so back to this song. Here, let's play a little more again. I hope you're not hating it. Please tell me you don't hate it, but... started jumping up and down and it stopped. Okay, so back to this song, which is, I'm going to give you a link to the video. It's first of all, it's just enchanting to me. I know I'm using that word again, but it is so, like, they have these, they're on this stage with just some sheets and rolled up something at the top of it, but that they've then wrapped fabric around like this. Oh, I can't even describe it. You're going to have to look at it. But anyway, I'm so excited. I have to calm down. This song came across my plate somehow. And there's something about it. Okay, so back to this idea of when something moves you, when something calls to you, when something sparks something in you, will you give yourself the space to follow it? So what happened for me is I somehow got this link to this video and I loved it. And I allowed myself to kind of just keep watching it every time I dance. And it's, you know, it's just a few minutes long and it's a great little dance party all week long. And I've shared it with friends. And, you know, I think a few years ago even, but definitely a decade ago, I would have had a lot of self-talk. And I can remember this about other songs, actually. I remember the self-talk being like, oh, stop that. You know, you can't, I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous saying it out loud, but literally the voices in my head would say, you can't listen to that song over and over on repeat like that. Why? What does it hurt anybody? Nothing. I don't know. It was just some crazy controlling voice, which I now know, to be honest, what I know is oftentimes for me, that voice in my head does not want me to find greater freedom, greater love, greater sense of being alive. You know, I don't know why, I don't even care, but I just know that. I know that oftentimes, and in my own spiritual practice with my teacher, Sherry Huber, she will say, do the opposite of what that voice tells you. Whole nother story, a whole nother love, Graham, right? But I've learned that there's usually something for me when I'm moved by something. So in this case, here's what happened. I've mentioned this before, and in fact, my friend Trisha has been on our Love Gram before. There's been a couple times she and I have been on retreat, and I've introduced her to you. Trisha and I have a standing call with each other every Wednesday night, usually for about 2 hours. And it's the time that we call it a mastermind because it's not just, you know, it's not like we just get on and chat. It's actually a time for us to really unpack anything that's been going on, look at our dreams and how are we doing with things and what resistance do we. It's just a kind of a time that we really support each other in living our life, you know, whatever it is for each of us. And we've known each other for more than 30 years. So we kind of know what each other, you know, really wants in life. Anyhow, so I was telling her about this song and I sent her the video and I said, I'm going to send you this video. And at some point during our call, I'm going to talk about it, you know. And what happened was, and this is what's really the thing I want to say to you after 9 minutes of not quite sure. When I was talking to Trish about this song, I got to see there's a woman in this song who she's a young woman and she's got this sort of like rose colored pinkish hair. And she's really, to me, just attractive and energetic and alive and just, I don't know, just joy. She just seems like joy embodied to me. So I was telling Trisha about that. And I said, there's a part of me that I could see going to this place of, gosh, you know, when I was a young woman, I never felt in my body. I never felt free. I never felt this sort of unbridled joy. I was, you know, frankly, there was just, and you guys know this, those of you who know me, there was so much, like, I was repressed, and it was always like that pink-haired girl was inside of me, but so far away. It was like she was a million miles away, and instead, I was gawky and awkward, even if it didn't look like it on the outside, which I often suspect it didn't. You know, I don't think many people knew this, but, like, I didn't dance. You know, that's a whole another story too, but it's like I didn't start dancing until I was in my 40s. And now dancing is such a huge part of my life, but it's like that person that I was never young and sexy and free. She just wasn't. So I could just let that go to a place of like regret or, you know, wish I had had that. But instead, when I was talking to Trish, what I said to her is, this song, this video is calling me to more self-expression. This song, this video is calling me to move and to be moved in my life. And in fact, the place where, as we kept talking about it, and this is the thing that is so important, we have to allow ourselves space to really reflect and hopefully maybe if you have someone in your life to be in conversation with, or if not, do it in your journaling or do it with a recording that you make for yourself like I'm doing right now. But where I got to in my conversation with Trish is that I do not want to be the sort of person who sees a video like this and feels regret. What I wanted to do is to be an open door, and a door that says, oh, you know, I'm here, I'm alive, I'm inspired to be someone who dances around with pink hair, even though I don't have pink hair, but I might someday. And, you know, to really look at aging in a very different way that our culture is seeing it. And this is my big takeaway so far. I think that there's going to be more for me to see. But because I've let myself just keep watching this, and I've talked to people about it, and I'm talking to you about it, what I'm doing is allowing myself to be moved by this. And again, let me repeat this. I grew up in a culture where life was really for the young. I grew up in a culture here in the United States where it's like, youthfulness, and I'm putting that in quotes because it's not even anything that makes sense. I feel very youthful, but in our culture, a lot of times we look at youthfulness as like, you know, people who are in their teens, in their 20s, maybe in their 30s. But what if that is just a story? Like, what if, because I know a lot of people who are aging, and the older they get in years, the more expressive they are, the more they're living their own lives, the more freedom they feel, the more they feel they can move in the world in a way that is aligned and authentic with themselves. So what if we just drop this whole idea of, oh gosh, I'm getting old. You know, I'm not, I don't know. All of the things that we lose, I'm putting that in quotes, all the things we think we lose as we get older, and instead, we just really look at it as like, wow, you know, every new day I get to live on this planet is a chance for me to step more fully into, you know, who I really am, what my spirit really wants, what moves me, and how do I move toward that? And I know I've been talking almost 15 minutes, so I'm going to stop. I'm pretty sure I'll continue this conversation with you because I think we really need a revolution in this country around the way that we talk about aging. And I know there are a lot of people who are already in this revolution who have, you know, been tooting the horn. Is that the right? I don't know if that's the right expression. People have been sounding the alarm, or no, that sounds too alarmist. people who have been, you know, on board with this. And I think it's really crucial because, you know, I don't know what happens after we die. I don't know what goes on, but we know that we're all here now. And this is our chance right now to live a life that moves us. And whatever that is for you, again, you know, it's not going to be the same as me. You're not going to want the same clothes I do, or the, you know, events that I go to, or the books that I read, or the colors that I'm drawn to. That doesn't matter. But what matters is the permission and the encouragement to ourselves to follow what moves us, and to actually, you know, not just glance at it and let it sort of rush on by, but to really stop and pause and allow yourself to think, like, why? You know, why is this piece of clothing calling to me right now? Or why is this, you know, music? Or, oh, my friend said that, and that really, you know, it really felt important to me when she said that. Let yourself be moved and let yourself think about why and how could you have more of it. My mentor, Brendan Burchard, has an expression, feel the day. And I love that expression. And I think that that's very much also what I'm talking about here, which is, it's like a related thought, which is that we need to recognize when we are feeling alive, and we need to give ourselves as much of that as possible. And as we enter this holiday season, let me just end with this. As we enter this holiday season, this is a time when for a lot of people, it means, you know, sort of rote gift buying, rote, you know, rushing around, kind of just this, like, even though it's a time of connection and light and great food and great, you know, celebration, it's also a time when we can go to sleep. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to remember to be and to follow what moves you, and to know that it doesn't have to look like what anybody else is doing. Okay? You can create your own rituals. You can create your own ways of being. All right, let's listen to just a little bit more of this song before we go. You can dance with me if you want. Arms in the air. All right. I hope you watch the video, because there's a part at about, oh, where is it? About 2 minutes where, spoiler alert, they bring in this like beautiful old-fashioned pinata, and it's like this amazing scene. So, all right, hope you watch it. Love you. Bye.